1. Chairman of Handy Group, Zhu Jing. Chinese private companies need to make more effort to help with poverty alleviation in rural areas, as the country steps up its push for the ambitious plan to lift all citizens out of poverty by 2002, said Zhu Jing, chairman of China's leading property developer Evergrande Group. The key to poverty alleviation is supporting rural industries and relocating villages, as well as training migrant laborers to implement these projects. We also need to know how to communicate with the locals.
2.
Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of GRE Electric Appliance, Dong Mingzhu, Chinese home appliances maker, Gray Electric Appliances, will step up efforts to promote and mend factories in a push to upgrade manufacturing techniques with technology, said Dong Mingzhu. We have 8 production bases in China, most of which are now unmanned factories. We will ramp up resources to develop more core technologies.
3.
President and Chief Executive of Tencent Holdings, Ma Huazhen, more acknowledged blockchain as an innovative technology, but remained concerned about initial coin offerings ICOs and digital currencies, which he thinks have many risks, as reported by Beijing Morning Post. If everyone could make their own currency as they wanted by taking advantage of blockchain, this will spell serious trouble for regulators. For now, though it has very hot, we Tencent haven't participated and haven't considered releasing our own currency.
4.
Chief Executive of New Oriental Education and Technology Group, Yu Minghong. Yu is against young children being educated in a way that pushes them beyond what children at their age should learn. Teaching a
6-year-old
child something that should be learned at the age of
15
goes against the principles of human development, he said. At the same time, he added that private educational institutions will supplement China's educational system, but it also is necessary to regulate the market. President of Geely Holding Group, Li Shufu, Li said that methanol fuel cars are one of the approaches to deal with energy and environmental challenges. According to weekly magazine Oriental Outlook, managed by Xinhua News Agency,
Liu,
founder and chief executive of Xiaomi Company, Lei Jun, more efforts are needed to cultivate China's industrial design industry as the country scrambles to upgrade its sprawling manufacturing sector, said Lei Jun. There is a gap between China's design industry and those of foreign countries because of our relatively weak industrial foundations and lack of high-end talent.
7.
Chairman of Baidu, Robin Li said that he was hopeful that his company would be able to list on the domestic stock exchanges as its major users and markets are in China, and it would be ideal if the major shareholders also are in China. He pointed out that the reason why Baidu went public in the United States was because the policy did not allow it to list in the domestic bourses at that time. The variable interest entity structure of Baidu is a foreign-funded company from the perspective of Chinese law, and there are still policy barriers to this issue. Whenever the policy allows Baidu to come back, we certainly hope that we can return to the domestic stock market as soon as possible, Li added.
8.
Founder and CEO of
58
Tang Qian, Yao Jinbo. Yao was sanguine about the potential of blockchain in the long run, but he said he expects more services based on the technology to further push social development, according to Beijing Morning Post. Now, a large amount of new coin issuance by taking advantage of blockchain could create financial risk or even impede blockchain's own development as a whole, he said.
9.
Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of
360
Safe Technology, Company Limited, Zhuhanyi, China should set up more education and training institutions to cultivate cybersecurity talent, as the country faces a huge talent gap in this sector, said Zhuhanyi, chairman and CEO of 360 Security Technology Incorporated. I hope the government will encourage internet security companies to take part in the vocational education of cybersecurity, Xu said. Xu also urged enterprises to report cyber attacks and strengthen supervision and management of network safety loopholes. The software and hardware that may lead to disclosure of users' privacy, especially in products like the Internet of Things and intelligent vehicles, should be recalled compulsorily if they have great safety loopholes to avoid greater losses, said Xu. Yang Ling, chief executive officer of NetEase, Ding Lei, Ding said that government should establish a traceability organization with public credibility, and it is unpersuasive for food companies to trace their products for themselves, according to China's OGCN. He acknowledged that government pays strong attention to food safety, but he noted that there is room for legislative and supervisory improvement. As to education, he said given the fact that quality education resources are concentrated in big cities or several schools in big cities, and students are dispersed across the country, he hopes the internet and artificial intelligence will help spread high-quality educational resources to every corner of China.